Rising unemployment means more and more people are experiencing the shock of being laid off, and more managers have to brush up on the best approach for letting workers go. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Most of us can imagine what it would be like to stand in front of the boss's desk and be fired. In North Texas, after the dot-com and telecommunications bust, the region's economy suffered badly. Thousands of highly trained professionals here didn't have to imagine. They lived it. Dan Ortman was one of them. He'd worked most of his life, 16 years, at a large financial services company.
Company man. You know, I was the embodiment, I think, of my previous job and employer, and it was very much a part of who I was.
By October of 2002, Ortman had survived 7 consecutive quarters of company layoffs, but the 8th and final round took his job. Ortman and his boss were close. It didn't make it any easier.
You know, I felt like I had a good relationship with this person, and, you know, you wonder how come you're picked. You don't know, you know, all that goes into the decision process because you're outside the loop of that decision process. You're there one day and you're not the next.
If there is no good way to get laid off, there are better and worse ways to lay employees off. Paul Harvey is a professor of management at the University of New Hampshire who studies workplace behaviors. Harvey says for an executive laying off his or her employees, job one is be respectful.
A person deserves to have an explanation as to why they're being let go. So some of what we mean when we say be respectful is just giving those, you know, honest, rational explanations and treating them politely and with dignity. Because, you know, it's an embarrassing thing to get fired. So if you can treat them with dignity, at least it takes the edge off of that.
The biggest mistake, and Harvey says many managers do this because they simply can't help it, is to shut down emotionally. It's the situation's potential for raw emotion, the fired employee's anger and grief that is so daunting. It's not unlike some doctors who suddenly turn cold when forced to deliver devastating medical diagnoses. Harvey says this defensive behavior is understandable, but it often serves to make a bad situation worse.
You know, some people, I think when they're in any relationship, they switch into a kind of emotionless, robotic mode, and they just say, sorry, you're out, have a good life. You know, they kind of switch off their caring, sensitive side for the time being because they're threatened and they don't want to let emotions and things like that into the situation.
In the midst of a financial collapse, it would seem that the layoff process should be easier psychologically for both sides of the desk, sort of like a no-fault divorce. But mostly, that noble thought proves an illusion. After all, lots of other employees at the company are keeping their jobs, aren't they? How can it not be personal? But in Dallas, financial services manager Dan Ortman has learned it's healthier for you if you have a strong sense of yourself outside of what you do for a living.
So now I've got an entirely different view of employment and unemployment. And all you can do is all you can do. And my approach is just to do the best job that you can inside any given day.
In America, the stigma of unemployment is so strong that Dan Ortman is too embarrassed to say how long it took him to get another job. He does concede that it was quite a bit longer than a year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.